Krishna Book, Canto 1, Krishna Appears. Scene 1, Bhumi. Once the world was overburdened by the unnecessary defense force of different kings who were actually demons, but who were posing themselves as the royal order. At that time, the whole world became perturbed, and the predominating deity of this earth, known as Bhumi, went to see Lord Brahma to tell of her calamities due to the demoniac kings. Bhumi assumed the shape of a cow and presented herself before Lord Brahma with tears in her eyes. She was bereaved and weeping just to invoke Lord Brahma's compassion. She related the calamitous position of the earth, and after hearing this, Lord Brahma became much aggrieved and at once started for the ocean of milk where Lord Vishnu resides. Lord Brahma was accompanied by all the demigods, headed by Lord Shiva, and Bhumi also followed. Arriving on the shore of the milk ocean, Lord Brahma began to pacify Lord Vishnu, who had formerly saved the earth planet by assuming the transcendental form of a boar. In the Vedic mantras, there is a particular type of prayer called Purusha Sukta. Generally, the demigods offer their obeisances unto Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by chanting this Purusha Sukta. It is understood herein that the predominating deity of every planet can see the Supreme Lord of this universe, Lord Brahma, whenever there is some disturbance in his planet, and Brahma can approach the Supreme Lord Vishnu, not by seeing him directly, but by standing on the shore of the ocean of milk. There is a planet within this universe called Shvetadvipa, and on that planet there is an ocean of milk. It is understood from various Vedic literatures that just as there is the ocean of salt water within this planet, there are various kinds of oceans in other planets. Somewhere there is an ocean of milk, somewhere there is an ocean of oil, and somewhere an ocean of liquor, and there are many other types of oceans. Purusha Sukta is the standard prayer which demigods recite to appease the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. Because he is lying on the ocean of milk, he is called Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through whom all the incarnations within this universe appear. After all the demigods offered the Purusha Sukta prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they apparently heard no response. Then Lord Brahma personally sat in meditation, and there was a message transmission from Lord Vishnu to Brahma. Brahma then broadcast the message to the demigods. So that is the system of receiving Vedic knowledge. The Vedic knowledge is received first by Lord Brahma from the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the medium of the heart. As stated in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hrida, the transcendental knowledge of the Vedas was transmitted to Lord Brahma through the heart. Here also, in the same way, only Brahma could understand the message transmitted by Lord Vishnu, and Brahma broadcast it to the demigods for their immediate action. The message was, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear on the earth very soon, along with its supremely powerful potencies. And as long as the Supreme Personality of Godhead remains on the Earth planet to execute his mission of annihilating the demons and establishing the devotees, the demigods should also remain there on Earth to assist him. They should all immediately take birth in the family of the Yadu dynasty, wherein the Lord will also appear in due course of time. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, personally appeared as the son of Vasudeva. Before he appeared, all the demigods along with their wives appeared in different pious families in the world just to assist the Lord in executing his mission. The exact word used herein is Tat Priyartham, which means the demigods should appear on the earth in order to please the Lord. In other words, any living entity who lives only to satisfy the Lord is a demigod. The demigods were further informed that the plenary portion of Lord Krishna, known as Ananta, who is maintaining the universal planets by extending his millions of hoods, would also appear on earth before Lord Krishna's appearance. They were also informed that the external potency of Vishnu, Maya, with whom all the conditioned souls are enamored, would also appear just to execute the purpose of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. After instructing and pacifying all the demigods, as well as Mother Bhumi with sweet words, Lord Brahma, the father of all the Prajapatis, or progenitors of the universal population, departed for his own abode, which is the highest material planet called Brahma Loka. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.